Now I want to share sad news with our mishpacha, with our family, with Beth Israel family. Our hearts are saddened as we share this news with you from Claude Painter's family. Claude Painter went home to the Lord yesterday afternoon, peacefully in his home with his family surrounding him. The family appreciates your love and prayers. We stand in solidarity with Claude's family, mourning his passing, but confident in his resurrection and the promise of eternal life. With love and God's shalom, Rabbi David and Rebbetzin Sandy, with Rabbi Yuri and Rebbetzin Ina Korshun. I would like to say a couple words. In his final days, when I asked Claude, what do you want to say to the synagogue, to the people who you love? He said these words, stay true to the Lord. I know that Claude lived for the Lord. He served the Lord all his life. The Lord was and is everything to him. And I want to share this with you so we will keep Claude's legacy in our mishpacha, so we would stay true to the Lord. And in his honor, I want to share with you the message we worked closely with Claude a few years ago. We were talking about these ideas with him. So please take this message to your heart. Pay attention. Today's Torah portion, Parsha Ariyah, behold. In this chapter of the Torah, we learn of several principles we should follow if we would experience the Lord's blessings on our lives. The first one, where the Lord is calling us, and the second one, what are the conditions of our hearts when we are coming into His presence? I will read some verses from chapter 12 of Deuteronomy, and let us start with verse 1. These are the statutes and ordinance that you are to make sure to do in the land that Adonai, the God of your fathers, has given you to possess all the day that you live on the earth. First of all, if you want to possess the land, you need to hear and listen to this ordinance. And the second one, if you want to remain there all the days of your life. I would like to read some of the key verses of this chapter. It is chapter 12, Deuteronomy chapter 12. Verse 5, rather you are to seek only the place Adonai your God chooses from all your tribes to put his name to dwell. There you will come. Verse 6, there you are to bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes, the offering of your hand, your vow and free will offerings, and the firstborn of your herd and of your flock. There you are to, and your household will eat before Adonai your God and rejoice in every undertaking of your hand, as Adonai your God has blessed you. Then the place Adonai, verse 11, then the place Adonai your God chooses to make his name dwell, there you are to bring all that I commanded you. Verse 12, then you will rejoice before Adonai your God, you and your sons and daughters, your slaves and maids. Verse 13, be careful that you do not offer your burnt offerings in any place you see. Rather, do so only in the place Adonai chooses in one of your tribes. There you are to offer your burnt offerings, and there you are to do all I am commanding you. Verse 18, rather, you are to eat them before Adonai your God in the place Adonai your God chooses. And you will rejoice before Adonai in your God in every undertaking of your hand. And finally, verse 26. Only the holy things and whole offerings that are yours are you to take and go to the place that Adonai chooses. This is very interesting thing here. I found it interesting why the Lord used the same words again and again. Place Adonai chooses. There. Rejoice before Adonai. So many times he repeats the same words in chapter 12 of Deuteronomy. I believe there are many reasons why these words are frequently used in this chapter, but I would like to emphasize two of them. The first, it is critically important part of His Torah. It is words of the Lord in His Torah. And the second, that everyone in Israel can understand that this is something very, very important. So many times, often and often, it can read, the place where Adonai chooses. There you go. Two ideas go together. Seek only the place Adonai your God chooses. And the second idea, rejoice before Adonai. I have a question. Who chooses? People or the Lord? This is a very important question for every one of us. And we can find in this chapter, chapter 12, the Lord Himself chose a place of meeting. The Lord Himself sacrificed and sanctified this place. The Lord Himself was present in this place. Why I'm talking so much about this? I want us to see the importance of the house of God in the life and faith of the Israelites. It was a cultural and religious center. The Lord put the temple in the heart of Israel. The whole life of the people was built around the temple and its ministry. Even today, our hearts tremble when we hear about the temple. So what was so special about the temple? Of course, many things, but only in the temple would the Lord accept the sacrifice. Only in the temple it was possible to receive forgiveness and to perform a Yom Kippur service. This was possible only in the temple in Jerusalem. Only in the temple could the priest bring the blood of atonement before the face of the Lord and pray for all mankind. It is very important to understand that the sacrifice was necessary, not only for the righteous people, but the most important, it was the place for a sin offering. It was the place where people were able to be reconciled with each other and with the Lord. Temple was the place of God's mercy and love to everyone, to everyone. This is why the Lord gathered all of Israel at the temple three times a year, so that everyone would be united as a nation and have the opportunity to be reconciled with God and to be cleansed before the Lord. And the main idea here I would like to share with you. An Israelite could not say, I will serve the Lord by myself. He had to include the temple as an important part of his worship and his faith. I have a question. What about today? There is no longer temple, for it has been destroyed. Because there is no temple, there is no sacrifice there anymore. But we know that today we are redeemed by the great sacrifice of the Messiah, who redeemed us once and forever. He is our atonement, our Redeemer, the great sacrifice for us all. I would like to read from John chapter 2. It is very interesting and important words from the Lord. John chapter 2, verse 19, 20, and 21 and 22. John 2, 19. This is the words of Yeshua. Destroy this temple, Yeshua answered them, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Judean leaders then said to him, 46 years this temple was being built, and you will raise it up in 3 days? But he was talking about the temple of his body. So after he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he was talking about these. Then they believed the scripture and the word that Yeshua had spoken. We know the temple was the prophetic picture of the great sacrifice. Yeshua came to fulfill the purpose of the temple. The heart of the scriptures in this verse of Yeshua, it is in John chapter 3, chapter 12, verse 46 and 47. John chapter 12, 46 and 47. As light I have come into the world, so that everyone who trusts in me should not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words but doesn't keep them, I do not judge him, for I came to save the world, not to judge the world. And John chapter 3, verse 17, one of the most famous words in the scriptures. John 3:17. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is true here. Temple was a place of mercy for all people of the world. Today Yeshua is. Love and mercy from God are in these words. I came to save the world, not to judge the world. We are not abandoned by the Lord. We are his beloved children. And he is always in Yeshua ready to save and rescue us. This is the truth from the scripture. So the scripture tells us that now that we are together a living temple in which the Holy Spirit wishes to live. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Messiah Yeshua. So the main idea of 1 Peter 2:5 is that we are together the temple for the Lord. He is dwelling among us. No longer does the Lord live inside walls made of stones. He lives in a temple made of hearts. The fact that we are gathering together and worshiping God, serving him, glorifying his name, making a sacrifice of our praise now, today, very important for every one of us. Another place of the scriptures I would like to mention, it is in John chapter 10, verse 14 through 16. John 10, 14 through 16. This is the words of Yeshua, our Messiah. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, I have other sheep that are not from this fold, whose also I must lead, and they will listen to my voice. So there shall be one flock, one shepherd. Where there are the sheep of the Lord, there is always a flock. Lambs are always together. Yeshua even told us that if there is one who wanders away, the Lord goes looking for him to bring him back into the flock. It is his heart. The Lord assembles his flock, congregations for his sheep, so that we might all come and serve him in faith. How wonderful it is that we, Jews and non-Jews, are gathered by the Lord, that he brings us together in unity, that he makes us participants in God's great prophecy and invites us to join him in the pursuit of his plans. What a privilege to be the part of the Jewish Messianic community, of the Mishpacha, Mazel Tov congregation. We are Mishpacha. But there is another topic we must discuss now. It is in Deuteronomy chapter 12, the same chapter, verse 12. When you will rejoice before Adonai your God, you and your sons and daughters, your slaves and maids, then you will rejoice before Adonai your God. For some people, it seems that sacrifice and joy are different concepts, mutually exclusive. But how important it is for us to remember who saved us, to thank the Savior for his forgiveness, his redemption. How important to rejoice every minute we live to be grateful for every opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. We are together now. It is so important to have grateful hearts to the Lord. One of the most interesting principles presented in the scripture in the Psalm 100. Psalm 100, verse 1, 2. Let's read through verse 5. A psalm of thanksgiving. Shout joyfully to Adonai, all the earth. Serve Adonai with gladness. Come before his presence with joyful singing. Know that Adonai, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Praise him. Bless his name, for Adonai is good. His love and kindness endures forever in his faithfulness to all generations. Karban Simcha, serve with gladness, a sacrifice of joy. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, this is this psalm. Serve the Lord with joy, or serve the Lord in joy, or another translation, serve the Lord through joy. When something is hard for you and doesn't work out according to the plan, that is the time to find strength in the Lord and practice the great commandment. To go before the Lord. To go before the Lord. I would like to read one of the places from Prophet Habakkuk. This Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Please take it to heart. And remember, this is what the Lord called us to do. And remember, when we talked with Klat about this place of scripture, this was one of his ideas also from the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Though the fig tree does not blossom, and there is no yield on the vines, though the olive crop fail, and the fields produce no fruit, the flock is cut off from the fold, and there is no cattle in the stalls, yet will I triumph in Adonai? I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Let us remember, he is the God of my salvation. He is the God of your salvation. He is the personal savior of your own life. Receive him. In conclusion, we have an opportunity to be a part of God's revival of the Jewish people and the nations of the world, and serve the Lord in the place where he chooses for us to be. John chapter 12, verse 47. This is the last place I would like to read today. John 12, verse 47. If anyone hears my words but doesn't keep them, I do not judge them. For I came to save the world, not to judge the world. So I want to invite everyone who does not have this joy of faith, who have a need for Yeshua's salvation and his flock. Only there you will be able to experience joy of the Lord and serve him with all your heart, all your days of your life. Amen. Thank you so much. In that, I want to remind you that if Beth Israel is a blessing to you, please consider being a blessing to Beth Israel. We will close with Aaron's blessing as we normally do at Beth Israel, and we will return to Eric and Anna's home for a final song. And in the end, I would like to remind you, repeat again and again, the Lord, the words from Klat to us. Stay true to the Lord. Stay true to the Lord. Stay true to the Lord. This is our future. So let us pray together. Yeverchecha Adonai v'ishmerecha. Yair Adonai panavelecha v'chunecha. Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Shabbat shalom, mishpacha. Shabbat shalom.